Begin the current daf Masechta Yuma, daf Samach Daled. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah. And that is, the Mishnah said that if, let's say there was the Hagrala, the lottery was done already, deciding which one the Sar is going to be Lashem, which one is going to be Lazazel, and then one of them dies. So then the Mishnah told us that Im Shal Shem Mes, if the one that was designated for Lashem, which is the one that the blood is the carbon is slaughtered, and then the bloods are brought inside the Kachakachim, and the Heichal and the Mizbeach Hazav, then you say that Zeh Sha'ala Allah V'chulu, then the one which is taking its place is going to be taking the place of, because what happens is you had this pair, there's two seerim. One is Lazalza, one is Lashem. Now one of them died. So whichever it is that died, you go ahead and you do a new gyro. Bring a new pair of seerim of he-goats. One goes and takes the place of the previous one that died. So if, let's say that's what the Gemara is quoting from. If the one Lashem died, so then the new one that you did a new lottery, the one of Lashem takes that place. And then the second one of Lazazel dies. And that is because we have an Azazel that's around. So now one is going to be brought as Azazel and the other one's going to die. And same thing in reverse. If, let's say the one Lazazel was the one that died. So now you do a new pair, you make a new lottery. One goes, Lazazel takes over the place of Lazazel. And then the second one, Lashem, the extra one, is the one that is not going to be, it's not going to be slaughtered. It's going to have a halacha that's going to be invalid. So now the shaila is, which one is Hasheni? Which one is the one that's going to go out to graze and to pasture? So this is machlekes in the Gemara. I'm a Rav. Rav says, Sheini shebezug rishon yikra. The second one of the first pair is the one that's brought as a carbon. Sheini shebezug sheini yira. The second one in the second pair is the one that goes out to graze. And as we said, that there's two Lashems now. Let's say the case of where the one Lazazel died. So you had two Seirim. Now the one Lazazel died. Now you do a new lottery. So you have a total of 3 karbanos now. You have 2 Lashems, because the one Lashem from before didn't die, and now you have another Lashem, and you have one Lazazel, which takes over the place of the other one. Now, which Lashem is the Sheini Sheyira? Because one is going to be brought as a Karban Chatas. It's going to be the carbon that you spray the blood in all those 3 different places. Which is the one that's Hasheini, that's the second one, that's going to be Yira? So on that, Rav says that it's the second one of the second group. Rabbi Yechonama, he argues, he says, Sheini Shebezug Rishon Yira. He says the second one of the first pair goes out to graze, and Sheini Shebezug Sheini Yikra. It's the second one of the second pair, in other words, the Lazazel that took over the first one, which is from the second pair, its counterpart, its other one, that one Lashem, is going to be the one, and the first one that was Lashem, which had its Lazazel die, it's going to go out to graze and tend to develop a blemish, and then you take its money. Now, what is the fundamental concept that they're arguing about? Why would one say it's the first pair, and why would one say it's the second pair that you take the one of Lashem? So that the Gemara says, it's based on the following machlekes. Rav Saba, Rav holds, Bali Chaim Ein Nidachin, living animals cannot be rejected. And that is, if it was that when the invalidation happened, that they were still alive, then you could still fix it by pairing it up with another animal. And we don't say once it's rejected, it's rejected. That's only said like our Mishnah was in the case of when it's already slaughtered. For example, we said when, let's say, if the blood was already gathered in a cup of the one Lashem, and then the one that was supposed to be Mishtaleach, that was supposed to be sent away, dies, then our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda said, that Mesa Mishtaleach, if the one that was supposed to be sent away dies, then Yishafach Adam, then we spill out the blood, because that's already slaughtered. That's considered something that was already able to be brought as a carbon. It was already nearer. It was already visible. Then it's nitcha, then it's rejected. Then we say it's rejected, but a bali chai, when it's still alive, Rav holds it's not in the category of yet being visible, and therefore it's not rejected, and therefore the bali chaim is not going to be rejected. So hence, in this case, where the animals were both alive, it was just after the lottery. So yes, the Azazel that died, so now you have to get another Azazel to take its place, and the only way you could do that is through the process and the procedure of doing a new lottery. But the second one, Lashem, we have no utility for, because the first one doesn't get rejected, it's still alive. So the second one is the one that goes out to graze and to develop a blemish. Rabbi Yechon holds, Bali Chaim Nidachen. No, living creatures that are still alive, that are supposed to be karbanas, they are in the category of being rejected, and hence, since the only way that you could bring the Sar Lashem is if you have a Sar Lazazel, okay, and that's why they're brought together. So when the Sar Lazazel dies, it's not yet able to be brought as a Sar Lashem. So therefore, you have to first go ahead and do a new lottery, and then you have a new Sar Lazazel. But in the interim, the Bali Chai, this live Sar Lashem, was rejected because it wasn't having its counterpart of the Sar Lazazel. And therefore, since it's rejected, we rejected. And therefore, it's only going to be the second Lashem that we're going to bring because that was never rejected. It comes together with the new Sar Lazazel. And therefore, it's the first one that goes out to graze. That's the one that's Hasheni Yira. And the second one of the second one, that's the one, the new Lashem, that's the one that's brought actually as the Sar Lashem. Now, the Gemara asks, my time of the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? Why does he hold that Bali Chayim, when they're still alive, they're not considered rejected? On some level, why should it be any difference? It's a carbon, and you were able to bring it, then you're not able to, then you are able to be again. So why isn't it rejected in that interim? So that the Gemara says, the Yalaf Mimichus Zman. He learns it out from a different halacha, that we see a similar concept, that when it's pre the ability for it to be brought, it's not considered rejected yet, which is when something did not reach its time of when it could be brought, which is an animal has to be, for example, 8 days old for it to be able to be brought as a carbon. So let's say it's still, let's say, 5 days old. So he says, mechus hazman, just like we find by something that's lacking designated time, lav afagaf tahashtul chazi, isn't it that we say over there, that even though now it's not ro yet to be brought as a carbon, but ki hadr mirzi shaper dami, but ultimately when it will reach day eight, then it's going to be able to be, and it'll be viable as a carbon. So, and although now when you were makdish it was only day five, but when it becomes day eight, it's ro as a carbon. So hachin amaleishna, here also there's no difference. We don't say that it's rejected because ultimately it's going to be able to be brought at a later time because now it's also not fit yet. It's still alive. It was never yet slaughtered. It wasn't the blood yet. It wasn't yet, just like mechus hazman, although now it's not fit, but later on when it has, in our case, when you're going to have the new lazazel, or in the case of the mechus hazman where it's not yet, the day eight, since later it will be able to be brought. So here also that although in that time when it was still alive, it lost its azazel, but later it's going to have a new azazel. So therefore, we're going to be considering it that it's not going to be considered rejected. That thing asked me, dummy, can you compare the two? What's the comparison? Hasam by the case of mechus hazman, lo yischazi klal. There it was never fit at all. Like we said, it's day five. It was never considered rejected because you have to first be hired to be fired. It wasn't yet able to be brought as a carbon. It was lacking day eight. So therefore, we say that it was never rejected. And that's why, yes, although now it's not fit, but when it will be fit, it will be fit. It's only the beginning. However, hacha over here, when we're talking about that there's some type of an error in the Bali Chai, but there is something defective in it, in the sense of that it's able to be brought as a carbon, and now it's missing its counterpart of Lazazel, Sinir Venitcha. It's worse off because it was visible, it was able to be brought as a carbon, and then it's being rejected. So yes, there you find by Mechus Hazman that although it's not able now, but it will be later, so therefore you see it's not a problem that it wasn't, but there's a very big difference between the two of them. Because there it was never rejected. Here it's being rejected, although it's still alive, but it's being rejected. So what's the raya from the case of Mechus Hazman? So the Gemara says, therefore, Ella rather high in the time of the Rav. The reason of Rav, why he holds that Bali Chayim, anat nidachin, is the Yolof mi bal mum oiver. He learns it from a different halacha. And this halacha of a temporary blemish. And what do we find over there? That Balmum Oiver, when we find by temporary blemish, Lav Afa Gaft Lechazi Hashta, isn't it that even though it's not fit right now, and that is an animal cannot be brought that's blemished. However, Ki Hadr Mechzi Shabadami. Later on, when the blemish will remove itself, it's only a temporary blemish, then it'll be a viable carbon. Sachin Amaleshna, Hiroso, it's no different that even though right now it's not able to be brought, however, since it could still be rectified, because once it's slaughtered, it can't be rectified. It was already rejected. Here it's still alive, and we're waiting for the other counterpart to be brought. So therefore, it's going to be as it was originally. It's just temporarily not able to be brought. So too, like the case of the Baal Mum Oiver, that it was only temporarily not able to be brought. When it will later be able to be brought, it's going to be valid. Here also, it's going to be valid. Now, the Gemara asks, B'hasam Inalan, where do we know the actual halacha of Baal Mum Oiver, that is viable, that it's not considered rejected there because it was temporarily blemished? That's like it says, a pasuk in my yikra. The pasuk says, ki mashchasom bahem. This is talking about the pasuk of the context of a Baal Mum that is considered invalid because its hashchas, its destruction is in it. Mumbam, there is a blemish in the animal. Now the inference of the pasuk is, mumbam hu delo yiratsu. If the blemish is in the animal, then it's not viable. However, if the blemish is passing, it's temporary, it's not going to be here then it will be valid. And that's the source that you see, Bal Mum Oivir is valid. So too Rav compares it to the case of Bal Chaim, where it's also a temporary thing where it wasn't yet slaughtered to be considered that now it was about to be done and it wasn't. It was only something that temporarily was not able to be brought, although it was already on some level Nira. However, that's similar, he compares to Bal Mum Oivir, that will be valid after that passes. Now, the Gemara asked, however, Rabbi Yechanan, what does Rabbi Yechanan do with this? And that he does not learn from there the halacha for Bal Chai Nidach, and he holds Bal Chaim are rejected. Why? Why doesn't he learn like Rav from Bal Mum Oivir, that you see a very similar concept, that although it's temporarily rejected, but however, since it's going to be viable later, it's going to be good. So he says, because Miyat Rachman the Bohem. Yes, you see a similar concept by Bal Mum Oivir, but the Pasuk is telling you it's only over there, because it says Bohem, in them. In other words, in the parasha of Bal Mum, you see such a heter. Heim hu duchi avar mum en yirtzu. In this parasha, you say that when the blemish will pass by, that it's temporarily, then it's going to be valid. Hakol duchuin, however, in regards to all other areas of halacha of karbanos, when regarding rejection, which, for example, in our case, where Rabbi Yechon is going on, when you have this Bal Chai that's alive, but it lost its counterpart of the Azazel, however, they will say, once it's rejected, it is rejected, and it's a chiddush that specifically the Torah tells you, just by the case of Bal Mum Oivir, where it says Bohem, however, it will not apply to our case, and therefore he holds that the Bal Chai will be rejected. For Rav, but what will Rav tell you? He says, nah, hahu Bohem, that which it says in the Torah, that in them, that regards to the halacha of Bal Mum, he says a different drasha. He says, beinayu hu delay mirtzu, what it's coming to tell you is, that's only if you have just the blemished animal, then it's not going to be valid, which is Bohem and them. However, if there's a mixture, then it with a mixture of a Bal Mum and kosher animals, then it will be valid, which is like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, because it's not like we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim. The Mishnah says, if you have Ivarim, you have limbs of a carbon oila that are tamimim, which are valid carbon oila, it's unblemished, which got mixed together by Ivarim Balimumim. It got mixed together with one limb of a Bal Mum, of a blemished animal. So there's the following machlekes. Rabbi Elazar Omer, and this is who Rav is going like, Rabbi Elazar says, im karv horeishal echad mehem. If one of the heads, let's say all the heads got mixed together. Now, if the heads of one of them were already sacrificed before they realized that there was a Bal Mum that was mixed inside of it, so then the halacha is, yikruvu kol harosh and kulan, then you could already sacrifice all the heads. And the reason is because we say that the Isser was the one that was already sacrificed, although we don't know, but we could be what's called Taila Lahakil. We could go leniently in this Safik. And the reason is, since it's a Tarubis, it's a mixture, it's not considered a Safik Issa Dereisa. Now, there's an Issa Dereisa of being Makrav Bal Mum. However, we do not consider a Safik Issa a doubtful case of a biblical transgression to say that we should go stringently as it is. By Safik Dereisa we go to Chumra, by Safik Dereisa we go to Kula. Because the Torah only warns us, and this is how Rav translates the term Bohem, not like the way that Rabbi Yechon was telling him that it's regards to exclude other halachas. Rather, it's to say only when the Bal Mum is by itself. Like it says Bohem, it says, Ki mashchasam Bohem Mum Bam. When there's only the Bal Mum, then we said it is Issa Dereisa. But when it's not alone, it's mixed with other things, then it's not the Issa Dereisa. And therefore, when it's mixed with other things, and one thing was already brought, it's already a suffix. So it's going to be, let's say, like a Sovik Drabbanan type, therefore go Lakula, and therefore you could sacrifice all the other heads, because we'll say it's a doubt, and then we could say leniently and say that probably the one that was already slaughtered and the one that was already put on the Mizbeach was the one of the Aser one, so now we could put all the rest on the Mizbeach. Similarly, Karav Shalechem Hem, if let's say they already had sacrificed one of the legs of one of them, which there is one of a Bal Mum that's mixed with all these kosher ones, so Yikrivu Kala Karam Kulon, so then we could sacrifice all the other legs also, again, because we could be Taila already Lahakil, because we're saying it's not the Sabik Deraisa, because the Deraisa is only in the case when it's by itself, not when it's mixed with other things. That's what Bohem, according to Rav, which is according to Rabbi Elazar, comes to teach you. The Chum say, they argue, they say, Afila Karva Kulon, Chutz Miachaman, even if all the heads, for example, all the feet were already sacrificed, except for one of them is one left, Yatzel Beis Asreifa, the Chum hold that no, that it's even in such a case it has to go out to burn, because they do not learn Bohem like Rabbi Elazar does, which Rav is going like to say that it's only when it's by itself that you have the biblical transgression of sacrificing the Bal Mum, the blemished one. However, when it's mixed with others, then it won't be. They hold no, it's a Safek Deraisa, one of them might be in this mixture, and even if the last one, you still can't sacrifice it. However, that explains why Rav does not hold like Rabbi Yechanan, because he doesn't say Mohem is saying it's only by the case of Bal Mum. it would apply to all the areas of halacha, even by the case of Baal Chai. Now, however, Idach, Rabbi Yechanan, he says, although I agree to your drasha Rav that it's coming to tell you that it's only when it's by its only when it's by itself, not when it's mixed with other things, at least according to Rabbi Elazar. However, nafgalei mi bum bohem. Rabbi Yechanan learns from the fact that the pasuk could have said bum in them, instead it says bohem, which is an extra type of terminology to say both drashas, and therefore he also has, besides that drasha of saying that it's only when it's by itself and not when it's mixed with others, he additionally has the drasha that he said why he does not hold like Rav, to say that this heter only applies by the area of balmum over, and it does not apply by the halacha of balmum of a bal chai. And therefore, he holds that if is rejected, it will remain rejected because it's only a chiddush by the halacha of balmum over that we say, which is bohem, and not by other areas of halacha by karbanas where they will be rejected if they're rejected temporarily. However, idach, however, Rav bam behem le darish. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yechanan that to learn both halachas from the same word of behem. One, because it could have said bum, and then behem adds another one, and therefore to say both halachas, one that is only when it's by itself and not when it's mixed with others, and additionally to exclude other areas halacha, that this had to only applies to balmum leiber. He does not hold like that. And therefore, again, he doesn't have a source like Rabbi Yechanan to say that it's only by balmum leiber. And therefore, he does compare balmum leiber to the halacha of the balmum of the Baal Chai, which is the case of the Lashem when it loses its counterpart of Lazazel, that it's not being rejected because it's similar in concept to the halacha of balmum leiber that is only temporary, and therefore, once it is viable back again, when you bring a new Lazazel, we will bring the first Lashem, and therefore the second Lashem is the one that goes out to graves. Now, the Gemara asks as follows. Ula Rav. According to Rav, Nehi Nami Debali Chaim in Nidachin. So fine, we brought a source for Rav, why, and this is from Balmum Oiver, why the Baal Chai, when it's a live animal, it doesn't get rejected, and that's why he holds that the first one, Lashem, it's not being rejected, it's still alive, it wasn't slaughtered yet, like the case of Mishnah, well, that's the one that's brought Lashem, and the second one goes out to graze. However, this question still is, Ibayi Hai Nakriv, if he wants, let him bring that one. Ibayi Hai Nakriv, if he wants, let him bring the other one. In other words, why does Rav say, we understand why Rabbi Yechanan says that the first one goes out to graze because it's rejected, and the second one is the one that's brought Lashem. And we understand Rav why he does not necessarily say that either, because he doesn't hold the first one's rejected. But why does he say, Bedavka, specifically the opposite of Rabbi Yechanan, that the first one's brought Lashem and the second one's rejected, it goes out to graze? But why? Let him choose whichever one. Neither of them are rejected. First was not rejected because it was a Baal Chai. The second was not rejected because what made it rejected? It was designated as a replacement for the first one, but you could choose whichever one. Why does he say necessarily the first one to be brought and the second one goes out to graze? So the Amar Rav, Rava says, Rav Savala Krib Yasi. Rav holds a Krib Yasi, the Amma Mitzvah Berishan, that he says that the preferable one, the mitzvah, is to bring the first one that was designated. Now the Gemara asks, as it did on two dafs ago on daf Samach Beis, Hi Rib Yasi. Where do we find Rabbi Yasi, specifically to apply, similar to what the Gemara is trying to draw over here, this concept that it's mitzvah berishon? Now, e name Rabbi Yasi the kupois, if you're going to say it's Rabbi Yasi of the baskets, did not, like we learned in the Mishnah Masech, the Shkolim that talks about the Trumas Alishka, which there's three times a year, praise Pesach, praise Sukkot, praise Shavuos, when they take 15 days before the Shalosh Shkolim, they take the they take Shalosh Kupos, three baskets, Shalosh Soin, which each basket contains three soin. So you have nine saw of the Mafsa Shekels, which are the coins from the new monies that they go to purchase the Karbanos for that year. Shebehen Terminus Alishka, that through that they separate the coins from the chamber, which has all the coins. Now, because of Alein, Aleph Beis Gimel, these three baskets that they would use three times a year, sit on it, one said 1, 2, 3, which in the Hebrew alphabet is Aleph Beis Gimel. Now, but Tanya learned the Braisa, Amr Beis said, Lama Kos of Alein, Aleph Beis Gimel. Why did it say? Now, why do they have to be numbered, these boxes, Aleph Beis Gimel? Leida Izmehen Nitramat Rishon, because we wanted to know which one was the one that was had the trumas taken off first. I mean, we're filling up the three boxes, so one is filled up first, then the second one, then the third one. And the reason why we wanted to know which box, which basket was filled up first, Lehevi Hemen Rishon, so that we should purchase the karbanas from that basket first. Shemitzvah Barishon, because the mitzvah is by the first one. So therefore, we see this concept that is why Rav said that although, yes, technically, regarding the halachas of that it's not nitcha, you could really choose the first Lashem or the second Lashem, but we prefer the first one, as we see Rabbi Yasi says in Mitzvah Berishon, to which the Gemara says, no, that Dilmashani Hasam, maybe over there, by the case of Shkolim, is different, and you can't apply it to the same principle that Rav's trying to say over here. And the reason is, At the time when the first basket was viable to have the shkolim taken from it to purchase the karbanos, the second and the third baskets weren't even filled up yet. And therefore, when it comes to preferential, yes, we'll pick the first basket because in time, that was the first one that was row, so we go with the first one. However, as Rashi explains, regarding the case that Rav's talking about, where there's machlik is with Rabbi Yechanan, the first Lashem was not, did never have a time that it was going to be fit until the last second one was also fit. Because although, yes, we did the lottery of the first Sar Lashem before the second one, because that was only done once you lost the first Lazazel, however, it wasn't fit to be slaughtered until, and that's as we explained in previous Dafim, that the order in the day of Yom Kippurim was integral for it to be valid. You cannot slaughter the Sar Lashem until you went and did all the matnas, you did the matnas dam of the par inside the Kachi Kachim. Now, within that time span, it was that the Sar Lazazel had died. Now they brought two new Seirim, they did a lottery, and therefore when it comes time to slaughter the Sar Lashem, the second Sar Lashem is already there. And therefore, how could you learn from the case of Rabbi Yasi that you go with Mitzvah Barishan? That's because at that time, it was the only one. And then later you fill up the second basket and the third basket. So therefore, since the validity of this was first in chronological order, we'll go with that one. But here, although we did the lottery of the first Lashem, however, in validity and it's being viable to be brought as a Sar Lashem, it was at the same time because it was not viable until you finished doing the Matnas Dam of the Par inside the Kachi Kachim. Now, in that interim, by the time that we brought finished that Avodas of the Dam of the Par, we had already done a lottery on the two Nusirim and replaced the Sar Lazazel that died. And now we have both of them standing at that time. Now, it only becomes viable when we finish the Matnas Dam of the Par. Now, boom, now we could go ahead and slaughter the Sar Lashem. But now we have both of them here at the same time. So there was never a time like the baskets of the Shkolim where the one was ready before the other one and therefore choose the first one. Because here they weren't ready, although that it was done the lottery beforehand, but it wasn't, it was almost like Karban Pesach before Chatzais, where even if one was before the other, there's no more of a Rishon in it more than the other one because it only starts. The clock only starts ticking by midday, and similar here also. It only starts ticking when the Dam of the Par is finished, and at that time, both of them are standing. So it wouldn't be a complete comparison from Rabbi Yisi's halacha, mitzvah rishon, to the case of Rav. So the Gemara says, Ella, rather Rabbi Yisi the Pesach. It's a different halacha of Rabbi Yisi, where by the case of Karban Pesach, where here the first one is not fit until the last one's going to be fit. And the reason is, as we just explained, because the time of slaughtering of the Karban Pesach only starts ticking after midday. Now, if before that the first one was lost, and then you separate a second one, and then you find the first one. Now, when it comes time for midday on the 14th of Nisan, they're both standing there at the time of Shechita, and yet still Rabbi Yisi tells us Mitzvah Barishan, which exactly is the case of Rav, and that is the time like Lina Braisa. Hamafresh Pischei B'Avad. If someone designates a carbon as a carbon Pesach, let's say it's in the morning of the 14th of Nisan, and it gets lost, and he's searching and he can't find it. So V'Hifresh Achar Tachtav. He designates another one in its place. V'Yachakach Nimtza Rishon. Then he finds the first one. He's like, oh, that's where it was, and he found it. Now, V'Yishneim, I mean, they're both standing. And finally it's midday. Boom, everyone could go into the Beis HaMikdash. They could bring their carbon Pesach. Now that, the first opinion, the Braisa says, is mentioned Yitzi Yikrav, Divi Chacham, the Chacham say, whichever one you want to bring, you could bring, because they're both the same, they're equal, because by the time Chatzai starts, it doesn't make a difference which one's first, which one's second, they're both equal in the sense of that it only starts ticking now by midday. Rabbi Yisi Aimer, Mitzvah Barishan. Rabbi Yisi says the Mitzvah is by the first one. Now, this is a complete comparison to the case of Rav, where yes, both Seirim are there at the same time. When the clock starts ticking, when the Dam of the Par is finished, that's when the next process goes. You slaughter the Sar Lashem. Now, they're both here now at this time. However, that is the same thing as Rabbi Yisi's case, where both Karban Pesachs are both here at the same time, although one was separated first, and then the other one was to replace it, and then you found that first one. But when Chatzai starts, is the only time we start considering it. And yet still, Rabbi Yisi says, Mitzvah Barishan, K'tiran Tamid Beis, however, V'emer, Hayushayni Mufcha Mimeno. However, Rabbi Yisi does say if the second one was better, or a choicer carbon, then you bring the second one. However, we do see, like Rav, that the mitzvah would be to bring the second one from the first pier as the Sar Lashem, because that's what Rabbi Yisi said, even though in validity, in viability, really the sense is they're really equal, still it doesn't make a difference. We still prefer the first one And that's the case that Rabbi Yossi says over there by the Karban Pesach. And that's the same thing that Rav would say over here by the Sar Lashem. And that's why Rav holds that the second one, although we said, okay, so it's not Nitcha, but choose whichever one. No, he's going like Rabbi Yossi, that Mitzvah Barishan. And that's why we take the first one, and the second one is the one that's Yira. That's the one that goes out to grace. Now, Amar Rav, Rava says, regarding this Machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, which one is the Sheni that's Yira? We know that the Sar LaZazel takes over the one of Azazel that died, but now we have two Lashems, because we did a whole new lottery of two Seirim. Which is the second one that dies? We have Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rava says, Deka Masnitin Kavosei de Rav. Our Mishnah is Meduik, seems to be precisely read like Rav's opinion. Ubraisa Kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan, and the Braisa seems to be like Rabbi Yochanan, as he explains. Masnin Kavasei de Rav, our Mishnah seems to indicate, like Rav, that it's the first one that's brought and the second one that's rejected. The Ketanin, like we learned in our Mishnah, it says, Imshal Shemes, if the one that was Lashem, that's the one that died. So then the Mishnah says that he should say, that Zesh Sha'ala Lav Hagayra Lashem Yiskaim Tachtav, that the one that now, with the new lottery, the two new he-goats, the one that comes at Lashem should take the place of that first one. Now, it sounds like from our Mishnah, and the Mishnah says this by both, if the Lashem dies, Lazazel, it sounds like that the only replacement is for the one that died. However, for the one that's still alive, we're not replacing it to consider it invalid to have to bring a new one on it. And therefore, it sounds like V'idach Kedekai Kai, that the one that's still there, it retains its Kedusha, and we don't say that it's rejected. That's like Rav, who said that the one that's left over is not rejected. You can still bring it. And the second one that was done, so one of them is going to replace the one that died, but that second one of the second pair is rejected, but the first one is not rejected. And that's why the Mishnah made it sound like that you're only replacing one of them, not both of them. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're really replacing both of them. Braisa Kavasei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Braisa that seems to indicate like Rabbi Yochanan. The Ketanim could learn the Braisa as follows. The Braisa says, Sheini, and this is going back on our Mishnah, where it said that the second one is going to be the one that goes to grace. Now, the Braisa comes to clarify that halacha. Any idea im Sheini Shebezog Rishon, I don't know which is the second one, which is, we have two of them now, which is the second one that goes out to graze? Is it the second one, Shebezog Rishon, of the first pair? Or im Sheini Shebezog Sheini, or is it the second one of the second pair that goes out to graze? Kishu Oimer, so the Braisa says, when it says in the Pasig, Ya'amet Chai, and that is, there's a Pasig in Vayikra Tezayin Pasig Yud that says, V'hasar asha Allah love Hagar Lazazel, and then you have the He-Goat, which the lottery falls upon it, that that's the one that goes Lazazel. And that the Gemara quotes that part of the Pasuk, which says, Ya'amet Chai. So it should stay standing alive, Lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, L'chaper Allah, for it to be an atonement on it, L'shalach Yizay Lazazel Amidbar, to send it to Azazel, to the desert. Now that the Braisa says, you would see clearly, V'loy Shechaver Meis. It's not when its counterpart dies. If its counterpart dies, then it's not valid to be Lazazel, and therefore it's rejected. And therefore that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the first one that has that it's chaver, the one Lazazel dies, that rejects the first one, and therefore it's the second Lashem that's brought. Now, the question is, my mashma, where do we see from the Pasuk Ya'amet Chai that it should remain standing alive? And the literal, the Pashtut translation of the Pasuk is that you wait, you do the lottery, you have the one Lashem, one Lazazel, you keep the one Lazazel waiting alive in the interim while you go ahead and you bring the one Lashem and you do all the different avoidas, then you go ahead and you take it Lazazel. Now, where do you see from that that it's not going to be valid if the counterpart dies? And that the Gemara says, Ya'amet Chai V'loy Shekvar Amad. That means to say that it should be standing in the constant future tense, that it should be standing alive, but not if it had already stood alive. Now what that means is, if it had been standing, but then it was rejected because its counterpart died, now you're coming to reinstate it because you're bringing a new one to take the other one's place, that not. And that is as Rashi explains it, because the term Ya'amet Chai makes it sound like one standing, not two standings, and that's like a B'yechin on that, the first pair, the other one is going to be rejected because it has to have one amida. Once one of them dies, the other one is already rejected because it didn't have one standing. And therefore he holds that it's the second one that's brought and the first one that's going to be rejected. That's again, the Braisa seems to indicate like Rabbi Yochanan and the Mishnah seems to indicate like Rav. However, the Gemara asked the following question. Tanan, we also learned something else in our Mishnah. That V'oidah Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said that, and the Gemara, we had alluded to this in the Mishnah, what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda coming to add? And now the Gemara will illustrate, according to either opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, what is he saying? So Rabbi Yehuda said that Nishpach Adam, if the blood spilled, that is the one of Lashem, which is slaughtered, and the blood is sprayed in the Kachem Kachem, and the Heichel, and the Mizbech Hazav, so Yom HaSemesh Talech, then the one that was supposed to be sent away, it has to die. Mesa Mishtalech. Let's say it's the other way around, that the one that was supposed to be sent away, Lazazel, if that one dies, so Yishaf Bechadam, then you have to spill out the blood of the one Lashem. Now, Bishlam of the Rabbi Yechanan, so the Gemara says, this part of our Mishnah could be very well understood according to Rabbi Yechanan. The Amar Balichayim Nidachin, that he says that live animals could be rejected, so Mishim Hachi Yamas Mishtalech, so because of that, the one that was supposed to be sent away, you have to kill it, because that's the same concept of Balichayim Nidachin, even though it's still alive. It wasn't slaughtered like the other case of the blood being spilled out. It's alive. It's sent alive to the Lazazel, but it still has to die because even though it's alive, it's a Bali Chai, but it could be rejected. And how is it rejected? Because its counterpart spilled out its blood. However, L'Rav, but according to Rav, Dami Bali Chaim Ein Nidach, and he says, if it's a live animal, it cannot be rejected. Why is it, does Rabbi Huda say, that if the blood spills out of the Lashem, then we have to kill the one Lazazel? But we said that if it's a live animal, it can be rejected. So why don't you just go ahead and replace it with another one? You can go ahead and do a new lottery, whatever it is, but it shouldn't be rejected to be killed because it's a Baal Chai. So now Amalcha Rav tells you, you're right. I wasn't going, in my opinion, when I was saying that the first one is the one that's brought and it's not rejected, I wasn't going in Rehuda's opinion. Ki amin alibid Rabbanan. I was coming to explain the Rabbanan's opinion. And that is, as Rashi explains, he says, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said vi'oid, and moreover, he was coming to tell us the chiddush as we see implicit from his words, which we were asking on Rav, that bali chaim, that live animals, are rejected. That's what he's saying, that the mishtalech will have to be killed. Now, however, this is what Rav's learning up in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, if he's saying vi'oid, he's coming to argue under Rabbanan, who they said, at least according to Rav, that the second one of the first pier is the one that's brought, because obviously, as Rav holds, that Bali Chaim are not rejected. And that's what Yehuda is coming to argue and say, no, Mesa Mishtalech, even though it's alive, it is rejected. And therefore, it's the second one of the second pier that goes out to graze, as the Mishnah said, because a Chatat Tzibur does not die. Now, therefore, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda is really arguing on 2 points on the Rabbanah. First of all, the Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbanah as follows. Regarding this that you said that Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa, that since it's a Chatas of the Tzibur, it doesn't die and rather goes out to graze. On that we said clearly, Rabbi Huda says, before he says V'oid, he says no, it's Tumas. He says, it is killed, even though it's a Chatas Tzibur. But then he said V'oid, and that's the phrase that we just quoted in the Gemara, that moreover, regarding the one that you said does go out to graze, now I say it dies. However, which one did you say goes out to graze? You said that it's the second one. So he says, I say that it dies. Now, however, more than that, the one that you're saying is the one that grazed that I say it dies, I don't hold it's the one that you say it is. I say that's the one that actually is brought as a carbon, which is the second one. The second one of the first one is the one that goes out to die. And that's because Bali Chaim are nidachin according to Rabbi Huda. So therefore, there's 2 points. Yes, you're right, Rav is saying. Rabbi Huda is difficult according to me, but I'm not going in Rabbi Huda. And to the contrary, it's implicit from Rabbi Huda's statement that Rabbanan, who I am going in, obviously argue on Rabbi Huda and not like Rabbi Yechanan, because they hold that Bali Chaim are not nidachin. So again, there's 2 points Rabbi Huda is arguing on the Rabbanan. First of all, you're saying that the one that's being rejected goes out to graze. I say no. I say it goes out and it's going to be killed. But moreover, the V'oid, this is what he's saying. The one that you're saying that we argue about if it goes out to graze or it goes out to die, you're saying it's the second one and the first one is used? I say no. I say the first one is rejected and the second one is used. And that's because I hold Bali Chaim are nidach and they are rejected. And therefore the first one cannot be the one that's used. That's the one that dies and the second one is the one that's used. However, Rav says you could infer that Rabban, who he's arguing on, obviously hold the other way around because they hold Bali Chaim not nidachin, and it's the first one that's brought and the second one that's rejected. So David the Gemara asks now the other way. So Bishlam and the Rav, so now we very well understand according to Rav that Bahab Pligir Rabbi Huda Rabbanan. This is the argument between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan when he says V'oid. In other words, we know there's one machlokes that says in the earlier part of the Mishnah regarding if the one that's rejected, if it goes out to graze or if it's going out to be killed. However, then Rabbi Huda adds V'oid, which we alluded to in the Mishnah. What is he adding on? So according to Rav, that makes sense what they're arguing about, if Bali Chaim Nidachan or not. But El Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechonon, that he said even according to the Rabbanon, that it's the second one of the first pier that they said that goes out to graze. So by my pligi, what is Rabbi Huda arguing on them at the Sefer when he says V'oid? They're both agreeing that it's the first one that is the one that's being rejected. Question is, they already argued if it's going to go out to graze or if it's going to be killed. So therefore, what is he adding when he says V'oid? According to Rav, we know Vioid because he's coming to say that, wait a second, it's the wrong peer that we're talking about. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, I hold that it is rejected, you hold it is not rejected. But according to Rabbi Yechon, who also agrees that even the Rabbanan say that the Balichai is Nidachin, and they're both talking about the first one. So what's Rabbi Yehuda adding with Vioid? So then Rabbi says, you're right. And that is, it is a difficulty according to Rabbi Yechon. However, Ha'amrin, we already said, the Daika Masnin, Kavaseh the Rav, our Mishnah is Meduik, it's more precise, like according to Rav, and that is, it is. It sounds like that it is a difficulty according to Rabbi Yechonon, and that's what we said already. But the Braisa says not like that. So therefore, yes, although from a Mishnah it sounds like Rav, that the Rabban hold Balichem are not rejected, and that's what Be'oid is coming to say. However, that we already pointed that out already, and that it's the Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Yechonon, and that we had a Braisa that says like Rabbi Yechonon. Now the Gemara continues asking on this machlikus of Rav and Rabbi Yechonon. So tonight we learned in our Mishnah that the second one goes out to graze, as we just illustrated, whereas Rabbi Huda says it's killed. Now, the reason of the Rabbanan was she'ein chatas tzibra mesa, because since this is a chatas of a tzibra, this is Yom Kippur, when we're bringing for the entire Jewish people this sar l'Hashem. Now, although we can't bring two sar l'Hashems, so one of them is rejected, however, it only goes out to graze, it doesn't get killed, because although generally we say that a chatas, that sheneskaper ba'alev, that they have an atonement from somewhere else, that it gets killed. However, since it's a chatas of tzibra, and as we illustrated, that all five halachas of a chatas that has to get killed, they have to share the common characteristics, which is only by an individual, and it's not by a tzibra, therefore it's not going to get killed, it's going to go out to graze. However, the inference is, hadi yochid ki haygab nemesa. If this was a situation where it was being done for individual, and you were only bringing one of them, which is the one l'Hashem, and the other one you would not be bringing, then it would be killed. So that the Gemara asks, Bishlam, Rabbi Yechonon, that makes sense according to Rabbi Yechonon. That he said that when the Mishnah said it's going to go out to graze, it was going on the second one of the first pier. And therefore, you can find that, whereas if it would have been an individual in such a case, it actually would have been killed because of the halacha of chata shekipra ba'alev, where it's getting its atonement already by the second one. Therefore, the first one would be killed, which is chata shekipra ba'alev, that it got its atonement from a different one, which is the halacha that it goes out to die if it was an individual. And this would be k'derab abo amarab. This would be based on the principle that Rabbi Abba Amarav says, and that is, it's brought down in Masechtas Tumur Daf Chav Gimel and Aleph, the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanan that they argue, which is what we're discussing in our Mishnah, regarding if someone separates a carbon chatas and then it gets lost, then he can't find his carbon chatas, he has to bring the chatas, so he designates another one to take its place. Then he finds the first one. Now you have both chatois standing in front of you. What do you do? So Rebbe says, you have an atonement with one of them, and the second one gets killed. Chum say that we don't say that this halacha, which seems like Rebbe's correct, of chatas shekipra ba'aleha mesa, that when you have an atonement with one chatas, that the other one, now that you have an atonement with one, the other one goes out to die. The Chacham say that's only if it was found after the atonement of the balam, of the owner. However, they say, if it was found before the atonement, however, after it was separated, then they hold that actually you will not say the halacha of chatas shekipra ba'alev even by an individual. Rather, it's going to go out to graze. Now, on that, Rabbi Abba had said, the Amr Rabbi Abba Amr Rav, Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav, and continue on top of Samachemed Aleph, that Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees, even the Chacham that argue and they want to say that it's not going to go out to be killed, it's going to go out to graze, even they agree, Shem Neskapa B'She'ina Avuda, that if you get the atonement with the one that was not lost, and that is, in other words, if the atonement is ultimately done with the second one, which was separated last, that even they would agree that avuda mesa, the first one, which was the one that was lost, that does get killed. Because that is the halacha l'meish mesinai. As we said, that a chatas that gets lost, and you have an atonement with another one, so the first one gets killed. That is what he's saying, that their argument was only in the case where the atonement was with the first one, and the second one is still around. Now that, the Gemara there explains that the fundamental principle that they argue is that Rebbe holds when you separate an animal for the purpose of to complete the one that was lost, so it has the same halachic principle as the one that was lost, and therefore it has the same halacha that it's like a chata shekipra b'halacha, which you have in the atonement with the other one, that it's going to be killed. Rabbanu hold that, no, we don't say that the chatas which was separated to take the place of the original chatas, should have the same halacha as the original one, which is, and therefore, if you're not having the tum with it, and only with the first one, that it should also have the halacha of chatas shekibur ba'aleh. We do not say that. It was only said, the halacha meshmesim was only said regarding the original one. This is a chatas, that you ultimately had a kapar with the second one. Then we say that the first one is going to have to be killed. But the second one, that's where they argue on Rebbe, and they say, if it's the second one, that you're not going to be using it, you're only going to be using the first one, which was later found, that is where they say that it's not going to be like the one that was lost, and therefore it's going to go out to graze, it will not have the halacha meshmei Sinai of being killed. Now, on that, our Mishnah over here, well, if you say according to Rabbi Yechanan that he says that it's the second one of the first pier, which is what the Mishnah says that's going to be rejected and it's going to go out to graze, so now we could understand why the Mishnah says that why does it go out to graze? Is because it's a chatas tzibur that doesn't get killed. And the inference is, as we pointed out, if it was an individual's carbon, then it would be killed. Why? Because this is a case of having the atonement with the one that was not lost, which again is from the second pier, and the one that was rejected is around, and everyone agrees in such a case that if it's an individual that it's going to die, because that's a case of having an atonement with the one that was not lost, again, which is the second one, the one that was coming to replace it, which in our case is called the second pier. Now, the rejected one, the first one, is the one that's still around, it's the one that's left over. Now, everyone agrees, as we pointed out from Abu Amarav, that that is the classical halacha Meshmei Sinai, that it's going to be killed if it was an individual. As we said, because this is the first one that was set aside, it's a chata, shekipur baleh, with another one. The whole machlik is to have one opinion, that of the Rabbanon, to say that it's going to go out to graze, was only said in the case of when it's the replacement one, which you're not using the replacement one, so it's a chatas on some level that's kippur baleh. That's where we have machlik is between Rebbe and Rabbanon, if that's going to fit the category of chatas or kippur baleh or not. However, so therefore, according to Rebbe Yechanan, it makes sense why this halach is going to be that it's only because it's a chatas tzibur that it's not going to die, and that it's going to go out to graze. However, if it was an individual, it sounds like from a Mishnah that the halacha would be that it would die, because yes, everyone would agree, even the Rabbanon, that the first one should die, because that was the original chatas, which is Shekibur Baleh, with the second one. However, the Gemara asks, according to Rav, that he says it's the second one of the second pier that the Mishnah says goes out to graze, and it's the first one that was rejected that we're having the atonement with, that's difficult. Why do we say if it was an individual, it would be killed? As Rashi explains, forget about the opinion of the Rabbanon, that for sure it shouldn't be killed, because you're having your atonement with the first one, the one that was rejected. And they say, as we just explained before in the name of Rabbi Abba Marav, that when you separate the second one, which is to be take the place of the lost one, does not have the halachic status like the lost one, and therefore, even when it's rejected, it does not get killed, even if it was an individual, it was only to go out to graze. So for sure cannot be going like the Rabbanon, because the second one that you're not using should not die, even if it was an individual. But the Gemara's question now is, even according to Rebbe, it shouldn't die. And the reason is because even according to Rebbe, this should not be a case of what's called tashlumei avod, of to complement and to take the place of the lost one, as the Gemara explains, because havalei kemafrish de chatois lachrayis. It's like when you're separating, when you're originally designating two chatois responsibility one for the other, and that is, which is that you're not, one's not taking place of the one that's lost. Originally, you say, I'm going to separate two, I just want to make sure nothing happens. If one gets lost, I'll have another one as insurance. Either one is a viable one. Because in this case, the first one was still around when you separated the second one. It's only because the Sarla Zazel had died that you had to bring two new ones, because that's a halacha that pertains to the halachas of Kippurim, that you each one cannot be brought separately, has to be brought together as a peer, and then you do the lottery. Now, however, since Rav holds that Bali Chaim are not rejected, so therefore originally you had the options Iboy Hai Makiv, Iboy Hai Makiv, like we originally had asked according to Rav. Why is it that he chooses the first one and the second one? You could choose either one. So he said like Rabbi Yossi, because we prefer the first one. However, none of them are being rejected. They're both like as if you're separating two chatayis, responsibility for one another, that you could choose either one. That is, if one gets lost, you could take the other one. But Rabbi Ishi told us that hifrish techatos lachrayis, when you do such a case, when you, from the beginning, say, I only have to give one chatas, but I'm putting both of them, one will be insurance for the other, that meskarpa ba'achas mem, everybody agrees that you have the atonement with one of them, obviously not bringing both as a chatas, v'hasheni tira, and the second one goes out to graze, even according to Rabbi, because it's not even hufrishli ibud. It's not being separated for the one that's lost, because it's not coming to take the place of that one, either one is the same level. They're both coming originally for the same purpose. So here it's also the same thing, because the second one, Lashem, is not really coming to take the place of the first Lashem. It's still around. We're only making a new Lashem because we had to take a new Lazazel, which had to take the place of Lazazel that died. So you have to do a new lottery. So therefore, why are we saying that if it was an individual, the second one would have died and it's only going out the graves because it's Tzibur? Even if it was an individual, this is not a case, even according to Rebbe, of taking the place of the one that's lost. Because it's not lost, it's still around. And therefore, even according to Rebbe, you should go out to graze, like Rebbe Yishai says, and not die. So according to Rav, it's difficult, that Mishnah, which makes it sound like that it would die if it was individual, and it's only because it's Tzibur that it doesn't, but it's not true. It shouldn't die, according to any opinion. Now the Gemara answers, Kivin Dama Rava. But since Rava says that Rav Savala Kreb Yaisi, as we had already explained, that why does Rav actually say the first one, since it's not rejected, that's the one you use Lashem, and the second one gets rejected? The Gemara asked, what do you mean? You could choose either one. They're both viable. And that he said that no, we choose the first one because Rabbi Yaisi da'ama mitzvah berishon, that he says it's the mitzvah is to use the first one, even though they both become viable at the same time. So therefore, mi'ikara, originally, when we are separating this new second pair, this new Lashem, kemafresh li'ibudami, it's like you're separating it to go for the loss. And that is, it's not any less than when you're separating it for the one that's lost. And therefore, our Mishnah must be like Rebbe, and this is how the Gemara says in Masechtas Tmur, that Rav actually holds like Rebbe, and that is because, in a sense, the principle makes it as if it is taking the place, and that is because since the first one is the one that we know we're going to be using, so although hypothetically, both of them should be viable because it was never rejected, in a sense, it is like Hoylich Le'ibud. I'm separating it for the same halacha as a chatas that I know it's going to have, as if it's getting lost, because and in other words, the way it's defined, the way Rashi says, it's not any less than that. Just like when you're separating it for the one that's lost, on that Rebbe says, if you're going to have an atonement with the other one, even the replacement is the one that dies. So here, it's essentially the same thing because it's also like a lost one. It's even actually when it's being separated, we know it's going to be lost. In theory, in svar, in logic, it's like it's lost because we know we're going to be using the first one. So what are you doing separating it? So it's going to ibud. And therefore, we say that now that we're not going to use it and we're going to have the atonement with the first one, so it's like a chatas that was for the ihoilich le'ibud category, that again, as just when it takes the place of the one that's lost, here it's originally going for the loss. And therefore, we say it's like a chatas shekipper ba'leh, that Rebbe would agree that this would be a case that fits that criteria, since we know we're going to use the first one like Rabbi Yaisi, and therefore, according to Rav, if it was not a chatas tzibur, like our Mishnah says that it's going to graze, if it was of an individual, it would be killed. And that is according to the two different opinions, how we define it. If it's going to be like Rabbi Yechanan, then according to all opinions, the halacha would be that it would die because it's actually the original one that you have to compare with the other one, where we always say that's the classic halacha, Mesh Mesinai, chatas shekipper le'ah by individual, it would die. According to Rav, however, we have to say that he's going like Rebbe, who holds that the second one, the replacement one, is the one that it's being rejected. It is on some level like a chatas shekipper ba'leo, like a hofresh le'ibud, just like when it's taking place in the first one. It has that halacha here where it's originally designated le'ibud, so therefore we say that it's for sure going to be included in that category of the chatas shekipper ba'leo, where the second one is going to go out to die if it was individual, and it's the first one that we're bringing as the Karban Lashem. But again, because of the Karban Tzibur, that's why it goes out to graze, because the Chatas Tzibur, Shekipur Ba'alehem, that we don't say that it's going to die, rather goes out to graze.